You're recording?
We are recording.
All right. I will call to order the Records Management Committee meeting on Monday, June 30th, 2025. It is 1:04 PM and we have a quorum. And the first item of business on the agenda. Well, first of all, welcome to our guests. Appreciate it. Appreciate everyone being here and appreciate the members of the committee being here. And our legal counsel, Mr. Tonks, is with us. So welcome, everyone. The first item of business is the approval of the May 2025 meeting minutes. Anyone have any changes to those minutes or a motion?
No, I like the fact that it regards the question, one of the questions I asked as an ethical question.
Yep.
Which it was a question about ethics, but I also like the idea that the question itself was ethical.
Thanks. We wanted that in the minutes, Matt. So,
nice.
With that comment, is that a motion?
I move to approve the minutes.
All right. Thank you. We have a motion for Matt to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
A second from Danny. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 Aye. Anyone opposed? Okay. They're approved. I did. It was an aye. Yep. So we have one item on the agenda or one schedule to approve, and this is the applications for registration or renewal. It is a series specific retention schedule number 31245. It is submitted by Matt Pierce on behalf of the Department of Commerce and the Division of Consumer Protection. So Matt, if you'll take it away.
Okay. Let me go ahead and share my screen really fast so we can see what this looks like. This, if you remember a couple of RMCs back, you guys looked at a schedule for a professional licensure, and it was a schedule that allowed them to have kind of a generic retention schedule for all of the types of professional, you know, groups that they deal with, that they license. This is a similar idea, but this is for the Office of for Consumer Protection. So Consumer Protection is just tasked with regulating certain businesses, they have a bunch of 10-year retention schedules for all those different business types, and they would like to do the same thing where they have a generic retention schedule for all of those. So it has a flat 10-year retention, basically, when they get the application from then. Sorry, my words are, I don't know what's going on today. And then, you can kind of see that description there. And
Matt, these are just the applications for registration or renewal versus the actual registration or renewal certificate?
I believe so. I'll let Kim Wheeler from Consumer Protection is here, and I will let Kim speak to that more in more detail. Kim, would you mind jumping in?
Sure. This would include everything in the application or the renewal, including the certificate. The certificate would be generated in our software system and held in the same retention schedule as all the other documents.
Add that to the description, maybe.
Should the title then be applications, or should it be more broad than that?
Kim, would you like me to speak to that?
Go ahead.
So, hi, my name is Andrea Minton. I'm a legal analyst for the Division of Consumer Protection. And with this description, when somebody, they fill out an application through our online application system. So anything that they submit for the in the application process to register with us. We have approximately 15 or 16 statutes that do that. These are for two new ones that we just obtained through the last legislative session. So when they actually register with us, they fill out this application, they have to submit all sorts of documents. So we think of this as an application for registration, and any and all documents or information that is submitted as part of that application process, which would include communications back and forth, agency correspondence. So it really is anything associated with that application, whether it's for a renewal or for an initial registration. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
So Andrea, just to be clear, so these are registrations or applications for renewal for a business. And then, as you were saying, this includes all of the material that an individual will submit on behalf of the business that they're registering. So this could, like the description says, this has all kinds of PII, background checks on individuals.
Yes, so I think what I can help you understand is that some of our registration statutes require an entity to be registered in order to conduct business in a particular space. So, for example, the solar, or for example, the newest one and the latest one that we did get this past legislative session was earned wages. So we do have a couple of registrations that are for an individual only and not for an entity. And so depending on whether it is an individual registration, and those are the immigration and the lawyer, but we already have a record series for those. But what we do have in this space is we're going to have an entity actually register. We're going to have contact information for the individual who is either filing on behalf of the entity, or the registration may require specific individuals that are associated with the entity to provide us with background checks, work history, different PII associated with individuals that work for or have ownership of that particular entity type.
So then, I mean, that's very helpful. Thank you. So this is a 10-year, it's retained for 10 years, but they are reapplying annually, right? So if this individual is no longer associated with that business, once it's met the 10-year retention, that information will go away, and then we'll have current information about that entity and the people that represent that entity.
Correct. So, well, I think what we need to think of it is as a rolling retention schedule. So if somebody under this record series applies in 2025, they do their initial registration with us, they do an annual registration in 26, 27, and 28. Let's say they decide to get out of that space and they are no longer registering or renewing their registration. So the last time they registered with us was in 2027. The 2025 application would fall off at 2035 and be destroyed, then the 26 in 2036. So it's a rolling destruction of records that we only retain them for a year from the date that they are supplied. So whether it's an initial or a renewal, so the renewal in 26 would be kept until 36. Yeah. And even if they get out of the space and they are no longer registering with us under the records retention time, it's still maintained within our system for that schedule.
And do you have an administrative need to retain that information about the individual for that 10-year period?
Well, we do at this point, because what we do is we have found that a lot of our registrations, for example, that when they register, they earn wages. If they register and they're with us for 3 or 4 years, we may conduct an audit. We have legislative authority to conduct audits and initiate investigations to make sure that the spaces and the businesses that are operating within our registration statutes are in compliance. So there may be something that may have occurred 4 years after they've read that initial registration and 3 years after a renewal, or even 7 years down the road. But 10 years, we felt like that allowed us to maintain information and then not having to go back and aggregate or obtain it back from them. Sometimes when we do certain audits, we look at and go, okay, this is what was submitted then, what has changed? So all of our historical record series that we currently have dealing with registrations for each registration statute we have is at a 10-year. So for consistency purposes, our records team within BCP determined that we would stay consistent with the 10-year. So that we didn't have, you know, currently we have a statute for a lawyer that is a very specific record series, and it is at a 10-year retention. What we're trying to do is create this new generalized registration one, so that as we obtain new registrations from the legislative body, that we don't have individual record series, and then we don't have an issue of saying, well, which one do we then submit for destruction, because we have all these different years for destruction. Does that help?
That helps a lot. Thank you very much.
Any other questions? I'm happy to answer.
Committee, are there any other questions? All right, if there's no questions, I will make a motion to approve applications for registration or renewal series specific retention schedule 31245.
I'll second that.
I have a second from Matt. Any further discussion to the motion? Okay, hearing none, we'll take a roll call vote. So Matt?
Aye.
Danny?
Yes.
JC?
Yes. Yes.
And I vote yes. So the applications for renewal, registration or renewal have been approved unanimously. Thank you for everyone being here, our guests from Commerce. So the last item on the agenda is to-
Thank you. We're gonna drop off. Thank you, didn't mean to interrupt. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We just need to poll the committee to see who can be here to the next meeting. And Kendra, when would that be?
It's the 28th of July.
I can be here.
I'll be here.
All good.
I'll get a replacement.
What was that?
JC.
Oh, so I'm scheduled to be out of town. I'm not sure if I'll have cell service or not, but I'll try if I can.
Okay, JC, we'll find out what the other committee members, and we'll communicate back with you. If we have a quorum, then you would need to worry about it.
Okay.
Okay. I did want to just mention that we are actively trying to recruit replacements for those of you that have been on this committee for almost 6 years. It'll be 6 years in November. So I'm just very sad about losing you. I'm busy, but I've been dragging my feet for a little while, but I am now actively working on it. We have a media representative application that we've approved. So Matthew, I don't know. I know. See, this might be our last meeting with you.
Who is it?
I'm so sentimental, but so that might happen.
There's other things Matt can do for us.
Yes. I just hate that. but it's so now we approved it. We look at the application and then we let the governor's office know if we're okay with it, right? They're the ones that actually do the appointment. So I don't know the time frame, but I wanted to let you know that.
Are we allowed to say who the person is at this point?
Ken says no.
No.
JC says no.
JC's shaking her head.
I'm glad I didn't blurt it out. That felt really stupid.
Wait. Can I send us a government records management access
request, and then I'll let you know as soon as the decision's made.
When she talks to her CAO, I will deny it.
So there's an applicant for that position, and then we've also received one for the private RIM records and information management person, which is Josh's role on the committee. So I will let him know that as well. We did receive one for the member of the bar position, JC, but the applicant is actually a paralegal, and I believe that does not qualify as a member of the bar.
Right? No, that does not.
Yeah. So she's a good candidate in all the other ways, but I feel like I'm going to have to say no on that one.
Kendra, if you want to give me a call, I have a couple of ideas of folks who.
Yeah. Okay. I will do that, JC. Yeah, I mean, you guys are wonderful. I just don't want to overimpose. And we also need to replace Tracy. So that one just has to be coordinated with ULCT, the Utah Leagues of Cities and Town. And I have not managed to do that yet, but I will. And so we're going to have quite a bit of turnover in the next several months. So if we don't see you again formally in a meeting, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if we do, thank you then too. But we will also send you something to say thank you. But I just wanted to give you a little heads up because you've been wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you very much. All right. Thanks for that update.
Yeah.
Any other business for the committee? Hearing none. Do I hear a final motion?
I move to adjourn.
All right.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Hey, Paul, did you see my drink? I had one here for you.
So she drank it.
No, I've got it for you, but you couldn't come.